This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number two. Ebola is spreading nicely across the United States. The border's still completely wide open, and they're issuing visas as fast as they can to anyone vomiting at U.S. embassies to come here. The AP reports Africa stems Ebola via border closings. That's how they stop it spreading to other countries, but that's not how we do it here now. We're taking your phone calls. We'll go to the latest breaking news in the next segment, but let's go to Faith in California. Faith, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I had a new idea for a new T-shirt.
I have a new idea that Buddy Holly didn't really die on that plane crash, that Waylon Jennings, you know, got off the plane. So he was sick or whatever. Actually, he got a facelift and is now Rachel Maddow. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I was thinking we should do a takeoff and have it say Ebola Care. With blood spatters in it, a big pill that says Ebola.
That's a great idea. I think I've actually seen some posters like that shows like Obama in a mask, and it says Ebola Care or Obola Care. That's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, maybe an airplane, you know, going across, you know, the on the back of the T-shirt or something with, you know, this is, you know, Ebola Care.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear that audio or see the video we played earlier of UT students, 17 out of 30, wanting to bring people with Ebola to the U.S. and wanting to bring them to their homes?
Yeah, I did. I think they should take them, too. I think we should hold them to it. That's a documented signature.
Well, you know they're not actually going to do that. They all just want free handouts and stuff. They've shown in statistics fake environmentalists are six times more likely in a Canadian university study to steal and lie. She's all about how they're good. It's like people that spread stuff on Facebook and Twitter about give to a cause. They're something like 10 times more likely not to actually give. You understand? And liberals, on average, are many times more likely not to give than conservatives. And I mean real conservatives, not fake ones. But that's okay, because, you know, they want us all to die. They just think it won't affect them. Maybe when some of them die from Ebola, it won't be so funny anymore, huh?
Yeah. I think they've got a real problem on their hands. I don't think they really know what they're doing.
No, I don't think they know what they're doing either. Great to hear from you, ma'am. Another extremist calling in. Geraldo Rivera will probably call her racist. Haley in Washington, because she doesn't want Ebola, doesn't want to die a horrible death of vomit and blood spewing everywhere. Total racism. I don't want my kids to get it and die. I'm racist. I'm just chilling here in Texas with the Ebola spreading. I'm just a bad person. Haley in Washington, you're on the air with a racist. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Haley. Thanks for taking my call. I want to hear your thoughts on the new Ebola czar that was nominated last night.
I see that. Well, Obama will save us now with the new czar. After letting it spread and turning off the default procedures to not let it spread, he's now going to have a big Ebola czar to save us. And I just think it's a total gimmick and disgusting and shows how staged all this is.
Well, the way I see it is if you hire a secretary and she's not doing her job, you don't hire another secretary, keep the other secretary on, and then keep paying her and then hire a new one.
Sure. But don't worry about that, because this new Ebola czar has no health care management, no health care background. So Obama is now batting 1,000 when it comes to doing the worst thing he could. So isn't that great? He hired somebody to run this that literally knows nothing about it. That makes sense.
Well, yeah, I looked him up, and he's just another Harvard Law Review guy, and was the one that signed off on the support for the loan for Solyndra, which is now a defunct corporation. And his wife is an environmental activist and special assistant to the Secretary.
Yeah, they want to reduce world population. Yeah, works for Holdren, or John P. Holdren, Mr. Kill Everybody. And of course, he also worked for Al Gore. So you're absolutely right. Anything else?
I'd like to hear your thoughts maybe on just the Bill and Melinda Gates and their involvement. I've been doing a lot of research on them. And
stay there. I'm going to come back to you. We're going to talk about
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Latest headline by Adan Salazar at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Illegals wearing surgical masks in Border Patrol custody spark Ebola concerns. There's now been an Ebola quarantine of someone they think may have Ebola in Austin, Texas. Breaking: Austin resident under quarantine after potential Ebola exposure. Another key headline: liberals sign petition to bring Ebola patients into the U.S. and house them in their own homes. Five-year-old child forced to sign a non-suicide agreement after crayon gun drawing, which then makes the kids end up committing suicide. They've shown, even Nightline did a special, or 2020 back in the mid-90s that we covered, where it showed a threefold increase in suicide at major public schools around the country after they had suicide education, death education. You mean I go and I put a shoelace around my neck when I'm sad and hanging on the stall door and little girls went and did it in mass? It's all mind control, all screwing with the kids' heads. A video I shot last night, the truth behind the film Kill the Messenger and Gary Webb. No way. Outrage meets Obama plan to send National Guard to Liberia to fight Ebola. Matt Drudge tweets dire warning, self-quarantine. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And even the Wall Street Journal has come out and said the administration is incredibly arrogant with its Ebola evasions and reveals its disdain for the American people. We're going to keep the border open. We're going to let the people fly in, even though the AP reports Africa stems Ebola via border closings. There's countries that, right by countries that have hundreds of thousands of Ebola cases as it spreads, and they have no cases because they've locked the border down. But we can't do that here, and we're one of the only countries that lets the Ebola people fly over here. It is just unbelievable. And liberals, so-called liberals at UT, 17 of 30 people we talked to, basically all the students, older folks that were clearly professors or adjuncts or instructors, said no way. But the trendies all went, I bring it here. It's racist not to. I want to have them in my house. Of course, there's no way they'd actually do it. They're all about the fantasy that they're trendy. The fantasy of racist. I just want to say, racist, you're a white male. That's inherently racist. Look, that statue of a victory over Japan with a sailor kissing the nurse. She's in his arms, collapsing in his arms. It's rape. No, that's what a woman does when they want you to take them, is they fall into your arms. You mind control feminist. Of course, they know that. They know that. They've had plenty of women fall into their arms. They just don't. They just want women and men fighting with each other. It's mind control screwing with our heads. And again, I go back to this. The mayor, the lesbian mayor of Houston, is trying to indict. So she's suing and subpoenaing a bunch of preachers that criticize homosexuality or criticize same-sex bathrooms. Again, they just want to make us all go to the same bathrooms and mess with our heads. It's not about equality. It's about dominating us. And quite frankly, I don't get into the whole lesbian, gay thing. I'm not here. The average person out there that's, you know, gay or whatever is a nice person. I don't hate them and whatever. The thing is that the political people are a bunch of anti-gun, kleptocratic fascists that call themselves leftists that want to arrest preachers in America, in Houston, for their sermons. It's called the First Amendment. I don't like the Klan speech, like I said yesterday, but you know what? I'll defend it to the end. I don't like Mecha and La Raza, the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan speech. But you know what? I'll defend it to the end. Because if they lose their rights, I lose mine. Got it? Comprende? You got that Grand Cyclops to the Klan people out there? Grand Dragons, whatever the names are this week? One time some Klan guy was in my face at a rally. He goes, here's my card. And it said like Cyclopsian Ruler. Can you imagine? It's like a comic book, like a kid dressing up and saying, I am Destructor from the planet X or whatever. I am Supreme Cyclops, Cyclopsian Ruler. See, and I have a right to laugh at you. In Europe, they're now arresting people if they say, oh, Muslims feel like you've made fun of them, or you drew a picture of Muhammad we don't like, we're going to arrest you. No, 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 no. Renaissance. You want to draw a picture of Muhammad? That's your right, even if it's offensive to people, even if I don't agree with it. You want to draw a picture of a Jesus that's offensive? That's your issue. But don't use government taxpayer money to pay for a crucifix in a glass of urine. Don't pay $300,000 for that. People say, oh, why are you for censorship in the arts? No, I'm not. Don't. It's like the Texas Art Commission 3-4 years ago, Machete came out. I was given the script by a Hispanic gentleman high up in the production that said this is total race war garbage. It's being funded by the White House. That's now come out. He's going to launch a TV network all about race baiting, and he did that. I told you everything. And Robert Rodriguez came out and said, no, Alan Jones doesn't have the script. He's a liar. None of this is in the movie. Well, they cut a bunch out of the movie, but everything that they did put in there was the script word for word. And I pointed out, what is it getting tax exemption for when a pro-gun film was denied and a film about Waco was denied tax exemption? I said, give all films tax exemption. Don't have a political board over it. Give Machete a tax exemption, but you give libertarian and conservative films that as well. And Rodriguez went into a conniption fit. And I'm not going to get into all the stuff behind the scenes. And then it defunded, they defunded the entire program pretty much over it. But that was something Rick Perry already wanted to do, so I got blamed for it in the film community in Texas. That I, Alex Jones, killed film incentives. No, I didn't. They killed it by making it discriminatory. You got that? Because if they could start making leftist and race war films and La Reconquista films tax exempt, but a pro-gun film isn't, a major film doesn't come to the state, or a film about Waco, and so they make it in Baton Rouge and they get the business, that's discriminatory. Just like in the lives of others, it's based on a true story. The communists in Eastern Germany were over all the films, all the books, all the theater, all the starlets had to have sex with the guys on the film board. I don't want to live in a country like that where you guys control everything with tax exemption for your people. Just like they've got the IRS going after pro-life conservatives, libertarians. There is a fascist war on anything but socialist, communist, kleptocrat, social engineering, fascist speech. Now, I've gone off on a jag. I said, we're taking your phone calls. This lady called in, and I got going on other subjects. We're going to go back to Haley in Washington, then Shane, Austin, Aaron, Ray, and others. But here's the article she was mentioning. CBS News. Obama's new Ebola czar does not have medical health care background. No, but he worked for eugenicist Al Gore and Bill and Melinda Gates, and his wife worked in all of it in population control measures. So, of course, we've got a John P. Holdren acolyte running things. And see, that's it's all about throwing it in our face. They'll have lots of made-for-TV movies they're announcing about how Obama's a hero. Because it's all about these narcissists being heroes, even when they're not, and did everything they could to spread the Ebola, as the borders are wide open. She was bringing up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and what they're and how they're involved with the vaccine with Monsanto. And that's a big question for listeners. Are you going to take the Ebola vaccine, even though it won't protect you? Probably going to spread it. It's going to be rolling out in December, January. So, Haley, go ahead and make your point about Bill and Melinda Gates you wanted to get into.
Oh, great. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I wanted to see what your thoughts were about kind of using the World Health Organization as kind of a measuring stick to, you know, see what's going on with Ebola. And I was just researching that. And, you know, most people don't realize that, I'm sure you do, but don't realize that the World Health Organization is funded primarily by the Gates. And, you know, they pretty much just use their money so that, you know, they can kick out globalist decision-making for wealthy philanthropists.
Yeah, they've taken over basically the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Endowment as the tip of the spear. They're the main funders of gun control. They're the main funders of open borders. They're the main funders of forced inoculation. They're the main funders of vaccines engineered into the food, of forcing kids to eat GMO. They're the ones that wrote the curriculum for what the kids eat under Michelle Obama. They run our lives. They're the ones taking over the public schools. Just every time you get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, there is his Army intelligence dad who ran Planned Parenthood and was on the secret boards. It's come out of the eugenics groups. And so Bill Gates was set up, given the IBM contracts as a front. IBM, his entire trust when Thomas Watson died, was to carry out eugenics. And the dream of Adolf Alois Hitler. And that's all public. Best-selling books have been written on it. IBM and the Holocaust, and they run everything, and that's just the way it is. So roll your sleeves up. Take your shots. How's that sound?
Well, I just wanted to make one more point, particularly for people that live in Washington State. My sister's fiance works at Harborview Medical, and that's the largest hospital in Washington State. And she just informed me that most people aren't supposed to know this, but they had military officials coming in this last week preparing for quarantine for Ebola.
Of course.
And, you know, so if you don't think that it's coming, you know, coming here, that it's just on the border states or, you know, Nebraska or Dallas, it's not.
And let's be clear. A month after England and others stopped flights out of Western Africa, they let somebody in who had it and it's now spreading. They did it. Period. They let it spread. What do you say to that?
So I'm not surprised. I think we should just give them all Costco cards.
I think we should, like people at UT said, give them all free tickets to the UT game. Let them go vomit on everybody's kids. And just we should all just, like, put, they should give pints of their blood, put it in a big punch bowl. We should all just bathe in and just praise Obama and just thank him for all he does. Thank you, Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx said. I think we'll play that clip when we come back. And we just thank you for all you do. Thank you. Thank you.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
You've forgotten to monitor BlockItPocket.com, haven't you? Oh, how quickly we forget. BlockItPocket wants you to know that they never forget. You have a right to use wireless technology, privately and safely. So go now and monitor BlockItPocket.com's complete line of custom-designed and American-made products. BlockItPocket.com. Enhance your health and privacy in a wireless world. It's here, only at BlockItPocket.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief.
You like the new New World Order?
There's too much confusion.
We've just entered the gates of the kingdom.
No,
it's a lot better.
Businessman there, drink my wine.
You like tyranny?
Come and take,
well, you're going to get a double dose of it.
None will ever.
You like poverty? You like dishonor? You like humiliation? You like living in a third world cesspit? You are watching the scientific destruction of the old republic. And the man who is the leader, the closer, like a closing pitcher in the National Baseball League, Obama, is hailed as a Lord and Savior by the throngs that worship him. Here's Jamie Foxx.
First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. He just invoked that word. It's like open sesame. Everything good happens when you say that. You get an Obamacare. You get an Obama phone. And he gonna do more. And even though he's a puppet, though, it's what it signifies. Oh, we gotta bring Ebola in because we're don't want to be racist. I think the other African countries that are black people not letting other Africans in, you think they're being racist? No, they don't want to die. But it's not that we don't want to die. It's secretly we're racist, yeah. That's really what I'm worried about. It's not my kids might get Ebola or your kids might get it. Horrible, excruciating death. I'm so angry right now. That's why I'm being sarcastic. That all these scum out there helping this happen are all aiding and abetting it, and you make me want to throw up. And again, it's not going to stop here. If they would do this with Ebola, what else are they going to do? Shut down our power plants. I know I say that every day. You start shutting down a third or more, which they've done, of our coal power plants that supply half the country's energy. Boy, energy prices explode. The economy slows down. The standard of living goes down. And the country falls apart while Mexico and India and China and everybody else gets to have all the new plants they want. I don't like being discriminated against like that. I don't like seeing my country shut down by design. I don't like seeing mayors trying to arrest preachers that read out of the Old Testament in Houston. I'm freaked out by that, by the smiley piggy face of these fascists that call themselves liberals, like Mayor Lee Leffingwell in Austin and all the tyranny he pushes. We go in there with medical doctors with Harvard studies on fluoride causing IQ reduction and bone cancer. He literally flips the camera off, literally puts his finger out and says, F you, and laughs at everyone. These are demons, folks. Demons! Demons! New Paul Joseph Watson article just went up seconds ago to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're tweeting it at Real Alex Jones. Ebola scare in H-Town after woman who returned from Nigeria found dead. Hazmat team removes body from apartment. And, of course, you know a Nigeria-based flight into D.C. I've got that in my stack here. The person died vomiting on the plane, and they just said, oh, no Ebola instantly, not even a test. Just a, don't worry, go to sleep. Everything's fine. There's no way Ebola will come to America. I mean, it's here, but there's no way it'll spread. I mean, it's spreading. I mean, And it was a man to New York City. There was another person vomiting going into D.C., but everything's fine. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is fantastic when you're living the Ebola dream. Don't be racist. Get the disease. Bleed and die. Oh, it's so trendy. The insanity reaches the sky. Raise payroll taxes on poor people. It's hailed as a free healthcare program. Death panels for old people. Oh, it's so trendy. We're going to break and come back and take calls. But Ebola in the Big Apple. CDC tells New York City to get ready. Ebola man dies vomiting on plane from Nigeria to New York City. In a troubling report, the service admits growing fears of an Ebola outbreak in the U.S., a man has died following a vomiting fit en route to New York City on a commercial flight originating from Nigeria. The CDC has yet to go on record confirming or denying whether or not the man had been infected with Ebola, but they do tell us, don't worry about it. Do you realize we have premeditated demons now in control? I think they're going to set a nuke off. That's in the cards. I think they're going to blow a city off the map, too. Get ready, we're under attack.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to play this clip of Obama defending his stance on not instituting a travel ban. Yeah, they keep saying it lets medical workers go and help. They're on military, CDC, and UN flights. That's just not true. They're issuing visas to people. Folks are coming in. The main hub is Nigeria. They come in out of other Ebola-affected countries. They get on and start projectile vomiting everywhere. They clearly want it to spread, folks. If they didn't engineer it and soup it up as it appears to be, last longer in the body, can spread further, has a higher kill rate, then they bare minimum let it come in. Look, you didn't think the socialists and the globalists were going to just get control of the country and not fully wreck it. Do you just think Obama's going to leave office without totally wrecking the country first? And they think the controlled media will protect them to the point. You've heard the big White House reporters when the mics, they think, are off going, man, we're screwed. This is really bad. It's spreading. But when they ask the questions, oh, gracious leader, thank you for saving us. You're so perfect. Because if you don't ask questions like that, you don't get let in. Do we all have a suicide pact with these crazy people running the government? And I'm going to explain something. It's a bunch of corporate special interest that will make trillions off a full-bore worldwide Ebola pandemic that they will medicalize, that they'll create the vaccines for, that they'll get the countries into debt. They create wars. They fund Al-Qaeda. They promote diseases because they get power out of the global crisis management system they've built. That's why they don't want locals to ever be prepared to do anything. That's why they block locals in Katrina and block local police and others, because they want to come in, screw everything up, and then get even more funding so they can, quote, do a better job next time. Problem, reaction, solution. Here is Obama defending his stance on not instituting a travel ban. Here it is.
I don't have a philosophical objection necessarily to a travel ban if that is the thing that is going to keep the American people safe. The problem is that in all the discussions I've had thus far with experts in the field, experts in infectious disease,
oh, really?
Is that a travel ban is less effective than the measures that we are currently instituting. If we institute a travel ban instead of the protocols that we put in place now, history shows that there is a likelihood of increased avoidance. People do not readily disclose their information. They may engage in something called broken travel, essentially breaking up their trip so that they can hide the fact that they have been to one of these.
They're already doing that.
There's a disease in place. And as a result, we may end up getting less information about who has the disease. They're less likely to get treated properly, screened properly, quarantined properly. And as a consequence, we could end up having more cases rather than less.
Okay, that's from NBC News. How did we get the current Ebola outbreak? Let me think back. Because liar-in-chief, you know, he just told me that he's trying to keep me safe and trying to keep you safe. They told us that there wasn't any threat of it coming here. And then a man from Liberia who knew he had it flew here and ran around for weeks vomiting on everyone. But that's okay because Jesse Jackson said it, we were racist. Why not? We're bad. We deserve it. And then they didn't quarantine his family and let his kid go to school. And then two nurses got it, which they said were impossible. He had to be vomited on into an open wound. And now the nurses were flying around everywhere. And now you've got people flying in out of Africa, vomiting and dying on the plane. And dead people being found in Houston that just came in from West Africa. Everything's fine, though. I think they're trying to get Ebola. I think it's really clear now. It really just clicked. They don't want it to just get started spreading. They want it to spread real bad before we know, so folks don't start self-quarantining and making the right procedures. Because they know the states will take matters in their own hands and stop it. They want it to get so bad, it's unstoppable. That's it. Total commitment to spread Ebola as bad as possible. And to just be handing out the visas like hotcakes to anybody that wants to come here. Oh, you're bleeding and vomiting? Get on the plane. You want to vomit on everybody on the plane? Vomiting so bad the person died flying into New York. Oh, my gosh. I've flown a JFK so many times. They rob your bags there. I've had the airport screening people rob me twice. Very nice people. In a troubling report that has surfaced amidst growing fears of an Ebola outbreak in the U.S., a man has died following a vomiting fit. Because you die usually. I've never heard of that before. En route to New York City on a commercial flight originating from Nigeria. The CDC is yet to go on record confirming or denying whether or not the man may have been infected with Ebola. The New York Post reports a plane from Nigeria landed at JFK Airport last night with a male passenger aboard who died during the flight after a vomit fit. Oh. Well, whatever he's got, we sure need to spread it, or you're racist. And CDC officials conducted a cursory exam before announcing there was no Ebola. A cursory, it's an exam. And turning the corpse over to the Port Authority cops to remove. Yeah, how'd you like that job? Of course, that's the same airport where for 2 weeks they're refusing to clean the planes because they say there's so much vomit and blood on them. Oh, it's here. They're bringing all of them in. But they always said it would be the Muslim extremists would go get infected and come in. They don't need to. Our government will take someone with Ebola and bring them in to treat them, or they'll take somebody who has it and take them and put them in a regular hospital. And all the major independent experts are saying send them to special government facilities that are already there, quarantine them. That was default. Look, it's a default, folks. So I want to hurry through your calls now. I've talked enough. And I've gone too long. I want to take a bunch of them now. Austin, Aaron, Ray, racist. That means that he doesn't want Ebola. Shane, just have your question, your comment ready right now. Austin in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of ashamed of myself. I don't want Ebola to kill me and my family, so I'm racist. And I'm kind of upset that Rachel Maddow and CBS News and the White House and all these other organizations, Media Matters, that they control, that's when I say the White House, have said that I and others are bad. That really shakes me up to be, but they are my authority. They are my God because they're known liars. And I'm really shook up right now that socially they've said this about me. I'm gonna run out right now and bring an Ebola patient back to my house just to prove to Geraldo Rivera that I'm not racist. Go ahead.
I was called to talk about, I don't know if you've ever heard of, you ever read the book, The Cure for All Diseases?
No, I haven't read that.
It's a book by an independent research scientist, her name is, it's Helda Regeer Clark.
Okay, well, tell me what they're claiming, because I don't think there's a, quote, cure 100% of the time for anything.
Well, it has to do with, you ever hear of bioradiation?
Oh, they're claiming they have like a Raymond Rife machine or something?
No, everything you see emits a frequency, a life frequency.
No, I know, and that's Rife machines. There is some real evidence that there are different frequency treatments, and we know bad frequencies out of cell phones are giving us cancer, but then there's so many quacks. I don't know the book you're talking about, so I'm not saying they're a quack. There are so many quacks out there selling BS machines. I mean, I've been offered, let's not exaggerate, machines are like $10,000. They cost about $1,000 to make. I've been offered $5,000 per machine to sell them, and I won't because I've gone and looked into what they are, and it's not real. But I think the claim that frequencies can heal everything isn't true. I appreciate your call. But if you can fire radiation through a tumor and kill it, it just might kill everything else around it. So the answer is, are there other good forms of frequencies that can resonate at a certain level to kill viruses and things? Well, yes. Sunlight kills viruses, but how do you get sunlight into every area of the body? So, of course, frequencies can do things, but it should be studied mainline and deployed. The Queen of England, it comes out, gets frequency treatments, but she goes to real government facilities, very secretive stuff. Queen Mother lived to 100 and something, she would get it. They take her blood out and put it through ozone machines and stuff. Prince Philip gets it. So, yes, I'm saying... It's like alternative energy. There's a lot of real alternative energy, but most of the stuff out there is a scam. So I don't promote it because it's such a minefield. So that's Royal Raymond Rife stuff you're talking about, sir. Let's talk to Aaron. And his research was real overall. It got a little bit far out there towards the end. Aaron in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother.
I think I know what's going on with this, and I think it's a false flag. We know that. However, I think what they're trying to do is the linchpin of this whole New World Order takeover is they have to have us convinced to take these vaccines. So I think...
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Bring in medical tyranny, forced inoculations, grandstanding, and they've got to get it going enough to scare the daylights out of people. And they're saying, take your flu shot and we won't quarantine you. What does that mean? Well, if you're sick, we'll quarantine you. See the threat? We'll lock you up with Ebola patients if you don't do this. It's pure terrorism. We're being terrorized. Go ahead.
Well, see, they have to. They have to, though, because we're getting to the point now where 40% of the populace now is around roughly that number is not vaccinating their children anymore. The walls of that tyranny is starting to fall down. We have whistleblowers. We have lawsuits against Bill Gates in India. and things like that.
Over his polio stuff, giving people polio by the hundreds of thousands. You're right. And so what's happening is, just like Red Adair would blow up an oil well fire with a bigger explosion, they need a big, giant explosion. I mean, the globalists would launch a nuclear war before they were ever removed from power. That's why you've got to culturally identify them and reject them and just literally shun them. That's the way to defeat them, not militarily, not in some coup or something or counter coup. We've got to overthrow their system intellectually by recognizing it. That's why they want to dumb us down. And you're absolutely correct that it's all about, well, that's why they had NBC News attack Kurt Nemo last week. Kurt was pointing out in an article that they are preparing a vaccine by the end of the year, and they're going to try to roll it out, and that's on record. So they came out and said, oh, Kurt claims with no evidence, and InfoWars claims, that it's about a vaccine when there is no vaccine. Well, his article said in December and January when it comes out, when this stuff starts peaking. So they play these games. Go ahead.
There's a story going around, and I don't know how legitimate it is, but it's been going around, you know, Facebook and things like that, about a nurse from one of those countries over there who was saying that it was a warning to Americans that there really is no Ebola virus. The Ebola virus is actually in the vaccines that the Red Cross has been giving to the people in Africa for 40 years now.
No, that was actually in the biggest paper in Liberia with top virologists saying it, who were working on getting on. With all the secret testing in Africa killing people before, why wouldn't it if they've done it before? They've put sterilants in vaccines. If they've been caught doing this, of course. And Bill and Melinda Gates are involved in that as well. And that's what the CIA agent Steele, former CIA agent, case officer, said 2 weeks before all this happened. He said there's going to be a false flag. Let's cue up that one-minute clip if you can. There's going to be a false flag using an Ebola biological simulant hitting America. And so, absolutely, if the government's been caught in thousands of declassified tests, many of which were lethal against black kids, white kids, poor people, Native Americans, military people, the GIs' wives, why would we ever trust this group now? Why would we take or do anything they said? That's what I'm saying. If we had a government with a history of good vaccines that could be trusted, or they said, hey, there's a risk, but here it is, and we think it's a cost-benefit analysis, I'd be like, yeah, Ebola vaccine. But no, they're bringing it in. They're letting it spread. You can't trust them. Gardasil shots kill a bunch of people that took it. The HPV shot, they still get it. It's banned in India and Japan. Let's go to that clip with Mr. Steele.
They will have another false flag. In fact, the false flag I'm hearing about is a simulated Ebola attack in which they actually use biochemical weapons that dissipate, but then they pretend that it's Ebola and that it has been brought here by Saudi martyrs. Okay? So, no, we have not reached the end of the false flag line. However, what we have reached is I did my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution, and there's a difference between preconditions of revolution and precipitance. And I have posted a graphic on preconditions of revolution that exist in the USA today. Now, a precipitant is like the Tunisian fruit seller. My preferred precipitant is a soccer mom that tortures herself on the steps of Capitol Hill, and it appears on YouTube. But the bottom line is the next false flag could lead to a general strike across this country.
Robert David Steele, not an armchair CIA asset agent operative, but somebody that ran operations in hot zones, in combat zones, and that she comes highly recommended from the U.S. Army. Now, that was 2 weeks before all this started. We're going to go to break, come back and go to Aaron, Ray, Racist, Shane, and others. In fact, Shane's up first when we come back. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Before I go any further, though, let me just go ahead and take my daily dose right now. Silver Bullet, still available. Now for a limited time, it is selling out. Colloidal Silver at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, I normally only take this once I'm already not feeling well. Super Male Vitality, always good to boost natural function because they give us all the estrogen mimickers to try to block our vitality. Fluoride Shield, this is real thick, you can shake it up. Chelator doesn't just take out fluoride, but a bunch of other heavy metals and garbage. Got a whole bunch of things in it known to do that. little bit of the secret sauce that isn't out yet. A little bit of that in there. And then finally, super nascent iodine from the crystal source X2. And I'm going to stir this up morning, noon, and night. And you've heard the rave reviews from listeners. You can go read all the facts and info at InfoWarsLife.com about each one of these things. The oxy powder to flush out the guts, all of it. This is what I'm doing to bolster my body's natural defenses. This is what I'm doing to try to give my immune system everything I can. Sunlight's important, purified water, you name it. And being optimistic, not living in fear. That's why I'll say some really hardcore stuff as they get prepared, but make a joke out of it. Because I'm going to have fun with all this. But boy, any of my family bleeds out without Ebola, I'm not going to be able to. I've had enough, okay? Stop it now. You're not going to get away with it. It doesn't matter, globalists, if you've got half the public not knowing what planet they're on, totally sucking their thumbs. A bunch of us know who's behind this, and we're not going along with it. So InfoWarsLife.com and your purchase of the finest, highest quality, I mean, literal best price, that's what we go for, cutting-edge nutraceutical supplements, supports this entire transmission. InfoWarsLife.com. And don't let me forget, for a limited time, 5% off the entire InfoWars Life family of supplements with promo code NOW at checkout. Or when you call, just say now, and you get 5% off already a lot of the discounts. That's on everything, but a lot of it already has discounts, so you get that on top of it. 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsLife.com, promo code NOW.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
was an inside job, folks, just like it always is.
The places where you used to play.
And it was an inside job.
It was an inside job.
By the well connected. Be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And we're going to have Paul Watson and Anthony Gucciardi, both reporters, both for TV and for print, in Dallas, Texas, tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday, doing original text and video reports from the ground there. So that is coming up, and look for a final report from Paul while he's here in the U.S., probably on Sunday. Let's go to Shane, then Racist, Ray, James, Kelly, and others. Shane, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to know, how long is this going to go on before people realize that there's power in numbers and everybody just needs to opt out now? And I think that would definitely put a hurting on them.
And by opt out, what, just stop showing up to work and stuff and maybe they'll seal the border?
Exactly. I mean, not only work, just stop going, stop anything, any supporting.
No, that's it. I totally agree. We need to have Watson write the article right now, use historical examples. They had strikes a few months ago in countries bordering Sierra Leone and others. They wanted their borders shut. We should call for a national strike. We don't have time to wait. A national strike starting next Monday, running through Wednesday, of all non-essential people, obviously media and police and firefighters and, you know, things covering things have to still go in, but all non-essential people should go on strike Monday through next Wednesday, and then call Congress and go on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere when you're on strike and talk about why you're on strike. Let's do it right now. Infowars.com calls for a strike in the United States, running Monday through next Wednesday, until they stop the flights and until they start. I mean, look, I was just watching the news earlier, Fox News during a break, and they were admitting that police departments all over the country are just filled with illegals that have committed all sorts of heinous crimes, and the feds won't come get them. So the headline was, police departments to stop holding criminal immigrants and undocumented criminals. For rape, murder, they are now above the law. It is now happening. Feds won't get them. Locals won't hold them. This is the takedown of the country, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, that was pretty much my only point. I just don't realize how people don't see what's going on. It's going to be too late before people realize it. And, I mean, I think that's the only chance that everybody gets together in numbers and show them that
everybody's
that's
it. That's it. We're going to put out a White House petition right now. Get Kurt to do that. Just a basic statement of they've been derelict in their duty, like all their countries blocking their borders. AP admits that other African countries blocked their borders and stopped flights, and it stopped it in its tracks. That our administration is aiding and abetting Ebola to create a crisis and a political distraction. And then we're calling on all Americans to strike on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, especially school teachers, medical workers, you name it, because you're the ones that are going to get hit hardest by this. And it's going to collapse the medical system and the school system, and then the police departments and the EMS, it is just going to be nightmarish. And now, we've got to have a strike now to bring attention to this, to point out what's going on, because the feds are on strike, leaving us wide open. That is a great idea. In fact, that's what Steele said about a month ago. He said, a national strike for the next false flag that he believes will be Ebola. And now we're living it right now. That's it. We need to call for a national strike. Everyone should join us right now. Call for a national strike next week.
This is GPN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 500-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.